Change your vehicle's oil before your summer road trip and save money now with Pennzoil and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic for just $22.95 after mail-in rebate. Save money and protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Hello, Americans. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. Hope you're doing well. A lot going on across America, and of course across the great state of Tennessee, where we have a lot of radio stations. It is election day, so we'll be talking to a couple of high profile candidates. David Kustoff, Congressman Kustoff, will be with us a little bit later on. Also, Governor Mike Huckabee is going to be here, and we're going to get the lowdown on what's happening out in Oregon with a bunch of moms around the Salem area who are fighting back against the progressives there in the Oregon school system. It's pretty shocking and very encouraging what's happening out there in Oregon. Project Veritas has an exclusive report out, and we have the story up on our website, toddstearns.com. And you need to be aware of this. So Project Veritas has been in contact with an FBI whistleblower. This individual has been providing intel to Project Veritas about what's been going on inside the FBI. Now, for a long time, we have been telling you that the FBI has been weaponized to take out law-abiding American patriots. We've been telling you that this goes back probably decades, maybe even a generation, but we've known about it in earnest since the 2016 presidential election, when the FBI, using that phony Russian dossier from Christopher Steele, tried to undermine the 2016 presidential election. They even went so far, once Trump won the election, which Trump was not supposed to do. And I'm writing about this in my new book. Trump was not expected to win the presidency. The establishment, the media, the deep state, they all thought Hillary Clinton had this in the bag. So if Hillary Clinton would have won, we would have never known what the FBI has been up to. That's why I say they've probably been up to this since even before Watergate. And now we know, as a result of Trump being elected, what the FBI has really been up to. And it's clear to me that the FBI has been weaponized against law-abiding American patriots. So the FBI Project Veritas has brand new information out, and I want to share this with you. And again, the story up at toddstearns.com. There are leaked documents that the FBI has been using to determine what is and what is not associated with violent extremists, with domestic terrorism, with the militia. And this whistleblower actually leaked the domestic terrorism symbols guide. So, for example, a swastika. Well, if you see somebody with a swastika, you immediately think, oh, that person's a bad person. That person is a Nazi. Well, the FBI has listed a number of things that they consider to be symbols of extremism, symbols of domestic terrorism. And I want to run some of these by you to see if you are as concerned as I am about this document. First of all, there's a phrase, MVE, that stands for Militia Violent Extremist, one sign of a militia violent extremist, and for the sake of our conversation, I'm just going to call him domestic terrorist. But one example of a domestic terrorist is somebody who constantly refers to the Second Amendment. So if you refer to the Second Amendment, then you would be considered a possible domestic terrorist suspect. You are probably on somebody's watch list if you are open and public about talking about the Second Amendment. Now, this makes sense because you might remember, I think it was just last week, we had the guy who there was a knock on the door, and he recorded all of this with his the doorbell ringer. And there were three law enforcement officers there. A couple of them were from the federal government, and they were demanding to see this guy's guns. They were wanting to take stock of how many weapons this guy had. He'd done nothing wrong. He had just gone out and bought a couple of weapons, and then he gets a knock on the front door. Well, maybe, just maybe, he was on one of these lists because he is pro Second Amendment. According to the leaked FBI document, the phrases well-regulated militia and the right to bear arms are also considered to be problematic for the FBI. Now then, as far as imagery, and we talked about the swastika, now they're saying that the beloved Gadsden flag, that beautiful bright gold flag with the coiled snake and the words "Don't tread on me," that is now considered by the FBI to be a symbol of domestic terrorism. They also believe the Betsy Ross flag is a symbol of domestic terrorism, as well as any Revolutionary War imagery. These are cited in the document under a category called commonly referenced historical imagery or quotes. In the document, reading from Project Veritas in their investigation, in the document, the FBI cites symbols, images, phrases, events, and individuals that agents should look out for when identifying alleged domestic terrorist and terrorism. Of note, under the symbols section is a prominent citation of the Second Amendment, where it explains that the domestic terrorists justify their existence with the Second Amendment due to the mention of a well-regulated militia, as well as the right to bear arms. Under the common phrases and references section of the leaked document, Ashley Babbitt is cited as a person that domestic terrorists consider to be a martyr. Now, the same document also refers to Ruby Ridge, Waco, Timothy McVeigh. He was the guy who blew up the government building, the courthouse in Oklahoma City. Tying in traditional American ideas and symbols with radical and violent events in the past. This is what the FBI's been up to, ladies and gentlemen. And now we know that the FBI, and there is a new report out that the FBI, this is from the Gateway Pundit, the FBI knows more about whoever planted the bombs outside of the RNC and DNC headquarters than they had previously let on. Anybody else find that odd that we have yet to know who actually planted those devices, especially since the whole thing was captured on camera? Anybody concerned about that? Now, according to Revolver News, the FBI is hiding security cam video footage of the January 6 pipe bomber planting the bombs. Congressman Jim Jordan sent a letter to the FBI director, Chris Wray, in March regarding the investigation. According to that letter, now members of Congress are accusing the FBI of withholding information. So why is it that the FBI doesn't want you to see the video footage of the suspect planting the bombs at the RNC and DNC? I have a theory about that. Is it possible that the reason why the FBI doesn't want you to see that video is because it was, in fact, the FBI that planted the bombs? Is that a possibility? Why is it that the FBI has yet to explain how many of their agents, how many of their staffers were involved in the plotting and the execution of what happened on January the 6th at the Capitol building. Is it possible, is it remotely possible that the reason why is that this entire thing was orchestrated by the FBI? Is that a possibility? Are we allowed to entertain that thought? I have a sinking suspicion that at this very moment, my name is being written down in one of those FBI files as a possible domestic terrorist, merely for asking the question. And I ask that question because we now know, of course, that the FBI was involved in the kidnapping plot against Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And we know that the FBI was so involved that it has now become a scandal. So look, we're going to be talking about this. You need to be aware of what's happening with the FBI. This is the same government agency that has been ordered to spy on moms and dads and investigate moms and dads who dare say anything about their local school boards. This is the same FBI that's going out there and harassing law-abiding American citizens. And it's got to stop. So here's what needs to happen. If Donald Trump is reelected in 2024, he needs to dismantle the FBI. Just go ahead and tear it down and rebuild the FBI from the ground up. That's what needs to happen here. Will that happen? I don't know. But it needs to happen. As much as we need to do something about the Department of Education, we need to be doing something about the FBI. Because now they're nothing more than state police. Nothing more than the state police, the Stasi in East Germany. Nothing more than the Iranian Revolutionary Guard out there going and attacking and targeting political opponents. That's what this is all about. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. All right, Ron DeSantis broke the internet last night, his staff announcing that there was going to be some sort of a major announcement that would trigger leftists from border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And that announcement happened earlier today. The governor announcing that he is suspending a woke George Soros-endorsed state prosecutor. Take a listen.
The Constitution of Florida has vested the veto power in the governor, not an individual state attorneys. And so when you flagrantly violate your oath of office, when you make yourself above the law, you have violated your duty, you have neglected your duty, and you are displaying a lack of competence to be able to perform those duties. And so today we are suspending state attorney Andrew Warren, effective immediately.
And I say good for you, Governor. There was a lot. There's so much great content and sound bites coming out of that press conference. This was absolutely phenomenal. This is how you do it, folks. This is how Republicans win the day. You see, so many Republican governors, and we've got one here in Tennessee. His name is Bill Lee, and he won't do something like that. He'd never go after the state prosecutors who refuse to enforce the law. And by the way, that's what Andrew Warren is accused of doing. Andrew Warren went out there and announced that he doesn't care what the Supreme Court decided about Roe v. Wade, that they would not be prosecuting any abortion cases in Tampa, Florida. He was literally going out in front of the cameras and daring the governor to do something. And guess what? Ron DeSantis has the man parts to back it up. Ron DeSantis got out there, and he's been doing this from day one. When all of these woke corporations threatened to leave the state, Ron DeSantis said, fine, get out of here. Walt Disney, which did not do that because they've got a sweetheart deal with the government, Ron DeSantis says, you want to keep this up? We're going to yank your special privileges. Why, you wouldn't do that. Oh, yes, he did. Got the public schools out there in Florida, and what are they doing? They're teaching the kids about critical race theory, a lie from the very pit of hell. Critical race theory, telling little white children that they need to apologize because of the color of their skin, telling black kids that they're always going to be oppressed because of the color of their skin. Lies from the pit of hell. And what did Ron DeSantis do? He declared war on the public schools. Just yesterday, threatening to arrest any doctors who perform these radical sex change mutilations on little kids. I say good for you, Governor. By the way, do you think Ron DeSantis would have the courage to do what he's been doing had it not been for the example set by Donald Trump? I mean, you think about this for a moment. Here in Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee always wants to get along with people. As a matter of fact, the governor stood against the district attorney in Memphis, Tennessee, who wanted to put bad guys away for the full length of their sentences. And the governor didn't even have the courage to sign the bill into law. Truth in sentencing. He represents the average establishment Republican in the party. So I say thank you, President Trump, for showing the Republicans how to fight. And thank you, Ron DeSantis, for fighting. You folks in Florida, you're blessed. There are so many other people in states, like, for example, Arizona. And we're going to get to this in just a little while. But we still don't know who won the Republican primary for governor. Carrie Lake has come out and says she is the declared winner, but there is no official winner yet. There are thousands and thousands of votes that have yet to be counted. Word just came out that one county, Pinal County, hundreds of people may not have even been allowed to vote. This is not some sort of a third world country. This is Arizona. And where's Governor Ducey at? He's a Republican. Why isn't he out there physically removing these election officials from their offices? Why not? Where is the guy? So good for you, Ron DeSantis, for doing the right thing, for doing what you told voters you were going to do. Every person, a Republican, running for office, you need to pay very close attention to how Ron DeSantis is governing his state, because that's how you need to be governing if you get elected. So God bless you, Governor DeSantis. And you people down in Florida, you've got to be pretty happy about this guy. But this is the way we fight back against these George Soros district attorneys. And if we don't, then we're going to be just like San Francisco, just like New York City, just like Chicago. You folks listening to us on KWAM, our flagship station in Memphis, Tennessee, you better get your behinds out today. Go and vote, or you're going to have a George Soros attorney setting all the bad guys free. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants it. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. 877-847-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. This item just in, Brittany Griner, the WNBA star, found guilty on those drug charges, 9 years in prison. That's what they have sentenced her, that sentence coming down just a few moments ago, and not looking good. She offered an apology in the hearing, but that was not good enough. Also, fined 1 million rubles. What is that, like $3 or something? I don't know. We'll figure that out. But anyway, 9 years in jail. That's the big headline coming out of Moscow. President Biden says he's upset, but there's really not much he can do about that. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Program, 844-747-8868. Want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program and a great conservative up on Capitol Hill, Congressman David Kostoff. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Hey, Todd, thank you very much for having me on. We are out and about in the great state of Tennessee in the 8th Congressional District. As you know, today's election day, and probably Tennessee is the only state in the nation that I can think of that does these primary elections on a Thursday.
It really threw off my trip to CPAC, if I'm being perfectly honest with you. I just assumed the election was on a Tuesday, and it is sort of weird, but this is, as you mentioned, it's election day in the state. Other races over in the 5th Congressional District, a big battle there, and of course you have some primary opponents, but I suspect that big endorsement you got is going to help go a long way today.
Yeah, you know, I was really honored to have to receive President Donald Trump's endorsement in my campaign for re-election. And he's endorsed me before. It means a lot. And I appreciate the fact that he recognizes my conservative record, my record supporting him as a true Republican, a true conservative in Congress. And you know, Todd, I don't mean to get the cart before the horse, but I really, here we are, we're 3 months away now from the November election, and I feel good about our primary election. I feel really good about Republicans' chances in November in the House of Representatives. I mean, really good. And you know, we're just a few votes shy of the Democrats right now in terms of our vote spread. But, you know, you think about it, if we could pick up around 18 seats, that would give us about the same majority that Newt had in 1994, 1995. And if we could get 30 seats, which is that look, we got to work hard, but it's really possible. That's a bigger majority than the freshman class in 2010, that huge red wave that came across after Obama's first 2 years in office.
Congressman, what is that going to look like? There has been some conversation about having another contract with America. Newt Gingrich has been a big proponent of that. What do you think the Republicans need to do, the strategy moving towards the midterms?
So Newt, in fact, it's interesting you mentioned that. Newt has been working with Kevin McCarthy and Steve Scalise to craft, it'll be something like the contract with America that'll come out it at the right time. And you know, in politics, timing is everything. We don't want it to, you don't want it to come out too soon where Pelosi and Schumer start shooting holes in it like Swiss cheese. But it will talk about what Republicans will do starting in January of 2023 and addressing all of these issues that are so important to the American people, whether it's the economy and inflation, the issues with big tech, with China, with issues like protecting life, and so you'll see that come out in the next several weeks, the next month or so.
I'm excited to see this, and I think that is the winning formula. Getting everybody, it's, you know, all for one for all, and running on those big issues. And I hope one of them is crime, Congressman, because folks around the nation, listeners of this radio program, are just disgusted with these George Soros DAs, these laws that seem to aid the criminals instead of protecting the innocent.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look. The Soros experiment across the nation has been an absolute failure. And you think about where he's been successful in cities like New York and in Philadelphia and even in San Francisco, where the crime got so bad that stores like Walgreens and CVS said, we're done. We're closing because we don't want to have to lock up the Colgate toothpaste under lock and key. We're just going to close stores. And even in San Francisco, where I think the registered voter turnout is 6%, and that's about right, they recalled their very liberal, woke district attorney in San Francisco. And in San Francisco, where the school board was removing historical figures and names like Lincoln and Washington, they recalled the school board. So I think the left, that experiment, especially as it relates to these prosecutors across the nation, that has fueled the rapid rise in violent crime in these big cities across the country.
Congressman David Kustoff on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And Congressman, I do want to talk about the election, but we have a question from a listener in Eads, Tennessee. His name is Mike, and he wanted to know about the funding for the war in Ukraine, which I have been critical of. It seems like we just have a blank check. He wants to know where you stand on voting to fund this war in Ukraine.
Yeah. So it's a good question, and it's something that's been asked a lot, and it's absolutely legitimate. You know, that vote was hot within the last couple of months. We had we've talked about it as Republican congressmen. I'm part of Steve Scalise's whip team. He's our whip, and it's tough because on the one hand, and the criticism is, as you know, that it's a lot of money. $40 billion. It, we've got a lot of issues, in our country from the border. We all know the issues, and that money could be better spent here. But the information that we had at the time, and I'm talking about Republican members of Congress, was that money was crucial in their fight, the Ukrainians' fight, to, ward off the Russians. And that the Ukrainians at that point in time, and I still think they do, they have a chance to win. However you define win, that they've got a chance to win. It's important. I talked about this at the time, and we're seeing this play out now as it relates to China and Taiwan, because there's no doubt that at some point that China will invade Taiwan. It's not a question of if, it's a question of when. And part of the decision, at least at that time, and I still think it is today, the Chinese are looking to see what happens with Russia and Ukraine. And if Ukraine can win, again, however you define win, that will factor into China's decision about invading Taiwan. So it's a, to your point, it's a complicated issue, and these are tough votes. But, you know, the fact of the matter is that the people elected me, just like they did, and have 434 other congressmen, to make very tough, difficult decisions.
No, and I get that. And I know a couple of days ago, and we talked about this on the program, you've got White House folks now leaking stuff to the New York Times. They've got concerns about Zelensky, and probably more so than they're letting on publicly. So, again, it's a big mess over there. And a lot of folks getting nervous about the more than $8 billion we've already given those folks. So I appreciate you addressing that with one of our listeners. Real quick, Congressman, I know your time is tight here. This is an election for you, and it's going to be a big day, I do believe. I know there are primary opponents here, but I think your credentials speak for themselves.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it is. It's an election. You know, when you stand for election, it's a job interview. Whether you're running for the first time or you're running for re-election, I've got a good strong record, and I appreciate President Trump yesterday endorsing my re-election. Look, I've stood firm with the Second Amendment, and for the Second Amendment, I've stood firm in the right for life and the pro-life effort. And in my record, there's some website out there, Todd, that tracks how you vote with President Trump and Trump issues. And I'm at well above 93%, 94% voting for the issues that President Trump fought for during his 4 years in the White House. It's an honor to do this. And here's the thing I remember. I think anybody should. You know, when you're in elected office and you're a congressman, your constituents are your boss, and you should marry up the best you can. What do people at home, how do they want you to vote, and what's in the best interest of the nation? And I think with my vote, I feel comfortable that I've aligned that way, and I'm proud to do that, and I'm proud to say that I'm a conservative, and certainly that President Trump took the time to endorse my reelection.
Well, and for the record, I endorsed you early on in this process, and I'm proud that you're my congressman, and I think you're doing a great job, and I'm excited that President Trump gave you the nod as well. So good luck, and you also happen to throw one heck of a great barbecue over at the farm there. So
it was really good. It was really good, Todd, and that's something that my wife Roberta and I have talked about. We do it every year. We don't ask anybody to give money. It's an easygoing opportunity for people to get to visit with me, and more importantly, for me to get to visit with them and to get to hear from them. So we had a great time. We had a great time on Sunday of this past week, and I look forward to continuing to work for the people of the 8th Congressional District of Tennessee.
All right, Congressman David Kostoff, ladies and gentlemen, on the program. Congressman, good luck to you, and we wish you the very best.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Glad to do it. All right. Well, there you go, everybody. Congressman David Kostoff. And real quick, I want to go to Mike in Eads, who had called in. And Mike, the reason I didn't put you on with the congressman, we don't like to, it's not even an ambush, but the congressman wasn't expecting it, and we just don't like to do that to anybody. But at least we got your question addressed. Were you satisfied with the answer?
Not really, Todd, and I understand. I don't want to ambush anybody. I don't want to be rude.
No, you won't be. Yeah.
I appreciate Kostoff for most of the things he does. It's just like your concern. I see Zelenko on the cover of Vogue. I see all these concerts they're having there.
Right.
And just like you, I don't know what's going on. And then Kostoff answers that, but we're not getting any oversight of the money that they're approving for Ukraine. It's just very frustrating when we have these problems at home. I just don't understand it.
No, Mike, I'm with you on that, and we could have gone on and on, but ultimately, the Democrats, Mike, they control the purse strings right now, and there is absolutely no oversight. If the Republicans are able to retake the House of Representatives, I will be, trust me on this, I will be the loudest voice calling for insight, for oversight into how much money we've been giving the Ukrainians. It just makes absolutely no sense.
No, it doesn't. All right. Thanks, Todd. That's all. I just wanted to get that point out.
All right. Good stuff. Mike, appreciate you calling in. And, folks, we do have to take a quick break here. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868.
You may know someone who never makes sense.
The significance of the passage of time, right? The significance of the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time.
When everything they say makes you scratch your head.
We will work together and continue to work together to address these issues, to tackle these challenges, and to work together.
They could be perplexing.
It is time for us to do what we have been doing, and that time is every day. We are doing it.
Perplexia is not necessarily life-threatening unless that person holds significant power in an executive position.
Ukraine is a country in Europe. It exists next to another country called Russia.
So before you assume someone's been smoking too much weed, remember, it could be much worse. She could be perplexic.
More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to bring
it. This message brought to you by the Perplexia Foundation, making up useful excuses for the incredibly stupid since 1973.
I'm not finished.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
Folks, now more than ever, we've got to support companies that share our values, and that's why we love Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. Oh, you got to make the switch here, folks. But, you know, the other guys, they're all leftist, censoring conservatives. That's why we support Patriot Mobile. They're mobilizing freedom across the nation. And by the way, if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use my promo code Todd. They're going to give you free activation and a pretty awesome gift, and I always love gifts. By the way, they have plans to fit any budget, along with great discounts for veteran and first responder heroes. All you have to do is call them up, 972-PATRIOT, that's 972-PATRIOT, or you can go online, patriotmobile.com/Todd, that's patriotmobile.com/Todd, and be sure to use my promo code Todd. Carl writes in, says, Todd, Governor Bill Lee of Tennessee reminds me of Governor DeWine in Ohio, milquetoast governors. Marie says, yes, I love DeSantis in my state. Patricia says he sets the right tone. A lot of you folks still upset over at Kansas. And by the way, we're going to check in with our Kansas radio affiliate in Wichita, and they're going to give us the backstory on that abortion vote. What a debacle that was. And they tried to tell him it was the wrong time to vote on that issue, but they didn't want to hear it. The pro-lifers didn't want to hear it. Somebody, Carl says, cans of fornication. That's what they ought to call. I don't think it's that bad yet, but they've got some work to do there. Got another question from Dennis. Todd, when are they going to announce the Arizona final results? Dennis, we don't know. This is all a big mess. And by the way, pay very close attention to what could happen here. If Karen Taylor Robeson begins to move up in the vote totals, you're going to have folks coming out and suggesting voter fraud. And the problem is the people that will be suggesting voter fraud are the same people who said yesterday there was no voter fraud. Folks, you got to stop playing politics with the voter fraud stuff, because there was voter fraud. There is a problem with vote integrity in Arizona. And we're going to go through the numbers here, and this has nothing to do with the candidates. This has everything to do with the government in Arizona. But folks, they've got thousands and thousands of votes that still have to be counted. It's a mess. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. The website, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, everybody.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. You know, I knew something was off in the universe. Something was not quite right here in the land of the land of biscuits and gravy. And now I know why. It turns out that our good friend Governor Mike Huckabee has been overseas, in France to be exact. So he hasn't been here in a while. And Governor, we're so honored to have you back. You're on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. How is life over there in Gay Paris, as they say?
Well, I never made it to Paris. We were actually in the south of France and in Italy, down on the coast. But it was magnificent. I mean, we had a great time. And enjoyed immensely going to places like Monaco, and which is its own little country. It's a tiny little spot. But to Nice, France, and then to some places along the coast of Italy. Just a terrific experience. But good to be home.
I've heard that Monaco is phenomenal.
It really is. It's just a beautiful place, and it's kind of unique because it is a country, unique and separate. It's the smallest country in the world except for Vatican City. And, you know, it's like a little town, but it has its own thing. But very nice and modern and, you know, beautiful and picturesque and all of those things that you would think it to be. I'd never been there before, and it was quite fascinating.
Now, was this
my wife home? She kind of wanted to you know, I think hang out on the French Riviera for a little longer.
Well, it's nice though, because normally when you go on vacation, it's really not a vacation because you've got a couple of hundred people on trips to Israel and all over the place. So this must have been really nice for you guys.
Well, it was. You know, normally we go to the Redneck Riviera. This was the first time we went to the French Riviera.
Nothing now better than Orange Beach.
I've gone entire circle now around the globe to both Rivieras.
I love it.
That probably culturally, I'm more at home in the Redneck Riviera than I am the French Riviera.
Well, I've got to tell you, I'm glad you had a good time, but Governor, you can't leave America again, because when you do, bad things happen. And I'm talking about a story that that caused controversy on our program yesterday. Cracker Barrel announcing a plant-based menu that includes sausage, I guess, made from azalea bushes and ferns. I don't know. But people are freaking out about this.
As they should. Todd, you and I both are biscuit eaters, okay? We like it slopped with lots of sausage gravy. Have you ever been in a Cracker Barrel and overheard a conversation at the next table with somebody saying, "Excuse me, ma'am, but do you have a vegan diet that I could look at?" Have you ever heard someone order tofu for breakfast at a Cracker Barrel? For gosh sake, you don't go to Cracker Barrel because you're looking for some kind of vegan option. You go for the biscuits, the gravy, the bacon, the ham, the hash browns. The same reason I go to Waffle House, which is my happy place. And if this ever happens to Waffle House, I think I'll curl up in a fetal position, crawl up under my bed, and not come out for a month.
I think if you tried a Waffle House, somebody would get shot. You don't do that. It's you know, it's, again, I mean, it's, you know, to each his own here, but I'm with you. People are going to Cracker Barrel for comfort food, not health food.
Well, exactly. And there are, I guess, places that somebody can go if they want a tofu substitute for eggs and impossible meat for substitute for sausage. But I still consider that if you're going to eat meat, eat the real thing. And if you're not going to eat it, and I respect people who don't want to eat any meat, but don't pretend that you're eating meat or act like, well, this is a substitute. Just to eat some kale, go out and have some grass clippings, gnaw on one of the bushes outside your home and call it a day.
Governor Mike Huckabee on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. It's true. Governor, I want to play some audio. This is a smidge long. It's Senator Ted Cruz just a few minutes ago. Earlier in the show, we were talking about this Project Veritas story that leaked yesterday, last night. The FBI now considers things like the Betsy Ross flag and the Gadsden flag to be symbols of extremism. Senator Ted Cruz demanded to know of the FBI director what the heck is going on. Let's take a listen.
Yesterday, it was reported that Project Veritas had obtained a copy of an FBI training material, which listed various symbols and themes which, in the FBI's estimation, were indicative of, quote, militia violent extremism. Now, these symbols weren't things like the Ku Klux Klan or the Nazi Party, which naturally would be symbols of that. But instead, they included, rather astonishingly, patriotic symbols of our nation and our history. Included on this list is the Betsy Ross flag. Now, that's fairly remarkable that the Betsy Ross flag in the FBI's indication is indicative of militia violent extremism, because among other people who have been publicly alongside the Betsy Ross flag, we have President Barack Obama, who was sworn in directly underneath two Betsy Ross flags. But it's not just President Obama. We also have President Biden, who was sworn in under Betsy Ross flags. It's not just the Betsy Ross flag. Also on this list is the Gadsden flag as a symbol of violent extremism. Now, the state of Virginia has a license plate for the Gadsden flag, as do many other states. I think people would be astonished to find that having that license plate, the FBI indicates that you're a violent extremist. Also included on this is a text that I was particularly struck, is the Gonzales battle flag. Come and take it. As indicative of being a violent extremist militia. Well, I will self-report right now that every day in the Senate I wear my boots that have the Gonzales battle flag on the back of them. Director Ray, what are y'all doing? This makes no sense. Do you agree with this FBI guidance that the Betsy Ross flag and the Gadsden flag and the Gonzales battle flag are signs of militia violent extremism?
And Governor Huckabee, the FBI director, really had no clear-cut answer to that question.
I think we've got to deduce, since Joe Biden and Barack Obama were both sworn in under the flag, there's only one conclusion. The FBI needs to investigate both these guys as extreme terrorists, racists, and insurrectionists. It's very clear that they have betrayed the United States by even being associated with the Betsy Ross flag. Obviously, I'm being facetious and a little bit on the sarcastic side. But I wonder, how long are we going to put up with this nonsense? We're paying the FBI to protect us from criminals, and they're protecting us from patriots. I'm really, really just beyond sick of it. And it's high time that we get Republicans in Congress, but I'm going to tell you, Todd, if they get there, by gosh, they better do something about it. They better launch a full-scale investigation, issue subpoenas, put people in leg irons if they don't come like they did Peter Navarro. And they need to get to the bottom of who is running the FBI and what kind of wokeism has overtaken what ought to be a simple law enforcement function.
I mean, when you, and by the way, you could hear a clink on the desk there. Senator Cruz actually took off his boot and he put it on the table as evidence, that, you know, even Senator Ted Cruz, as he said, was self-reporting. But you do wonder, Governor, when you see the reports of the FBI knocking on the door of law-abiding gun owners, of moms and dads going to the school board meetings, of whatever happened with this botched kidnapping plot involving the governor of Michigan, and then the FBI refuses to answer any questions about their involvement in the planning of J6. You're right. It does make you wonder what the heck has been going on over there.
Well, and it's not healthy. I think we need to know, who was Ray Epps? Was he an FBI informant? How come no one arrested him? He's out there begging people to go into the Capitol, go in, and somehow he just fades off the scene. But nobody will answer questions. Was he on the FBI payroll? Was he an informant? Why was he not arrested when people who didn't even get to the Capitol got arrested? It makes no sense, Todd. Something is terribly wrong, and we've known that since the Comey days. When they made up things, completely made them up, this has now been verified, and they got illegal FISA warrants to go after Donald Trump, they basically used the full enforcement power of the United States government to spy on a sitting president to try to establish a coup d'etat. This is serious stuff. And I think that the FBI, if they're going to act like the Stasi of East Germany, we might as well start calling them that. And I feel terrible for the rank-and-file FBI agents and field offices across America who are good and decent, law-abiding, God-fearing law enforcement officials who can be trusted. But the leadership, it's rotting from the head, and there needs to be some significant removal of people who are running that agency because they have lost the trust of at least half the American public.
Governor, we're going to have to leave it there. A big show coming up on TBN this weekend. What's on the list?
Oh, we don't have anything. No, I'm kidding. Of course we do.
Thanks, Governor.
I'm pretty excited. We're going to have rock legend Tommy Rowe with us. Now, you got to be a little older to remember, but he was a hit maker all through the 60s and early 70s, and he's going to be our musical guest. We're going to have a great time. We also have Ryan Bomberger, who is an amazing guy. His mother was raped. He is the result of that. And his perspective on the entire abortion issue may be one of the most powerful I've ever heard. He's articulate and brilliant and will be one of our guests this weekend.
Fantastic. Folks, we've got links to Governor's websites, platforms, show information over at toddstearns.com. Governor, good to have you back with us.
Hey, it's great to be back. Let's have some biscuits and gravy soon. And we'll go somewhere other than Cracker Barrel to get them if they're going to serve us some type of vegan nonsense.
You've got that right. All right. Absolutely. Governor Mike Huckabee, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Dawn says, I love Mike Huckabee's sense of humor. God bless him. We need a good, healthy dose of that, Dawn. I'll tell you that much. All right, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah. Much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, you people in Tennessee, go vote. We can't have a George Soros district attorney in our great state. Leave that nonsense to the Californians. Hey, want to I want to go back to this FBI story because this is a big deal. You know, a lot of times, very bad policy is created out of some sort of a terrible tragedy. And, for example, the Patriot Act and the crackdown on our civil liberties in the aftermath of 9/11, the creation of TSA. You know, we've got a generation now of young people that don't know what it's like to actually go to an airport without having to take all your clothes off and, you know, be molested, that's a small molested, by strangers wearing rubber gloves. There used to be a time where you could walk with your family to your gate and you could give them a hug goodbye and they would get on the airplane. That doesn't happen anymore. By the way, the TSA to date has not stopped a terrorist attack. They haven't done that yet. Yeah, there was a shooting a couple of weeks ago, but that was not a terrorist attack. TSA has yet to stop a single terrorist attack. Just something to keep in mind. So again, that Patriot Act was created out of a great time of tragedy and turmoil. And the actions there basically curtailed our civil liberties. So when you go back and you look at the history of the FBI, why is it? Because we didn't always have an FBI. So why did the federal government create the Federal Bureau of Investigation? Well, it happened after President William McKinley was assassinated. And there was concern that the country was being overrun by anarchists. So they needed to have a centralized, or at least they wanted a centralized, law enforcement agency that would be able to target the anarchists. And that's what led to the founding of the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But there are now growing calls to have the entire thing dismantled, chief among them, yours truly. Now, I'm not saying we don't need some sort of a federal law enforcement element. Or maybe do we? Is that something that the states themselves could handle? Would you be able to have that cooperation on the state level? But as it now stands, and Governor Huckabee is absolutely right, the FBI has become the state police of East Germany, the Stasi. I mean, this is horrifying. I tell people over and over and over again, if the FBI is knocking on your door, you do not let them in unless they have a warrant. Your first order of business is to call your attorney. Don't even say howdy do to the FBI. Would you like a glass of iced tea? You can't do that because you cannot trust them. You can't trust the FBI. Should the FBI be dismantled? I mean, you heard what Senator Cruz was saying. I mean, if we've got a police agency out there suggesting that if you've got a Betsy Ross flag, you need to be on a terror watch list, that's a big problem in my estimation. By the way, 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to play some audio. This is Christopher Wray. He is the FBI director, and here was his response to Senator Cruz.
Well, Senator, I'm not familiar with the particular document you have behind you, and I'm not in the practice of trying to comment on documents that I haven't recognize, but I will tell you that when we put out intelligence products, including ones that reference symbols, which we do across a wide variety of contexts, we usually take great pains to put caveats and warnings in the document that make clear that a symbol alone is not considered evidence of violent extremism, and it's...
Well, but Director Wray, you don't include things like Antifa, you don't include things like Black Lives Matter. Instead, you identify patriotic Americans as suspect. And I would note there's a pattern of this.
There's a disturbing pattern of this, and that goes all the way back to the Obama administration. I remember sources in the military at the time sending me documentation. They were the military, the Obama Pentagon, they were labeling religious groups like Focus on the Family with Dr. James Dobson, the American Family Association, our good friend, the Wildman family, Family Research Council, our friend Tony Perkins, they were labeling those organizations, those Christian religious groups, as domestic terrorist organizations. And they were actually targeting any service members who were a part of those groups. This is a very dangerous thing. All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, this story from Newsmax, Jeffrey Rodak is the writer. Whoopi Goldberg says God is just okay with abortion. Whoopi Goldberg is one of the squawking magpies over on The View. I just can't watch that show. I just don't see how you folks can watch that show. Way too much testosterone on those gals. Anyway, Whoopi Goldberg says that God is fine with abortion. She says God made us smart enough to know when it wasn't going to work for us, talking about having a baby. That's the beauty of giving us freedom of choice. I do wonder, and I know they filmed this over on the Upper West Side of New York City. I hope they have a lightning rod on top of the building, because I have to imagine that the Almighty's not too happy with nonsense like this. Real quick, let's go to the phones here. Gainesville, Georgia, Tom on the line. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind?
Bring in the chart, so hopefully he'll do that in enough time so you can look at first.
Let's listen in. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
Hey there, Tom. How are you? Are we interrupting?
No, you're wonderful, and thanks for all that you do for
you're welcome.
God and country.
Well, you're kind to say that.
And speaking of which, it's the 4th of August, not the 4th of July. So I don't know where this comes from, Todd, but I'm going to personally fast, drinking only water, on the fourth day of every month, so that maybe next 4th of July we actually have something to celebrate. And if others want to join in, oh, please, let us keep our priorities in order. Let us remember the man upstairs is the one who bequeathed us this wonderful nation we have. And let us remember who the true domestic terrorists are, which are the people apparently in government these days. So we got a lot to pray about, a lot to fast about, Todd.
Well, no doubt about that, Tom. Look, I am still proud to be an American, and I celebrate the freedom I have, and I celebrate the fact that we had a president, Donald Trump, who showed people that it was okay to fight back and defend America and to put America first. And I think those are noble things. And look, I think it's a great thing that you're doing. So good for you.
Thank you, Todd.
All right, Tom, God bless, and thanks for listening. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Our good friend from Timothy Plan, he is the founder and president, timothyplan.com, Art Alley. Hey, Art, how's it going today?
Oh, it couldn't be better, Todd. I'm in the mountains of North Carolina at the moment.
Is that right? Beautiful part of the country out there, Art Alley.
Gorgeous. Gorgeous, man.
If you ever get a chance, the Billy Graham Training Center, just right outside of Asheville, North Carolina, that is truly God's country.
I'm telling you, I've been there. You're absolutely right.
Even the bears are nice. I mean, they're just very friendly over there.
No, they're not.
No, no, they're really not. They're not, Art. Art, we're so honored to have you as a part of our show, and the work you guys are doing at Timothy Plan, so vitally important as we educate. And really, Art, I guess it really is an education process, educating people about where to invest their money.
Well, it really is. And, you know, the average person relies on advice generally from a financial advisor, and they pretty much do whatever the advisor recommends because this is not something in their database. I mean, they just don't understand investing. They know you need to do it, but it's a mystery to the average person. And then we bring an extra level to that of not only how to invest and how to diversify, but what are you owning when you invest the money God's entrusted to you? And when people find out, you know, they battle against some of these corporations who are not our friends. They're actually trying to destroy our whole moral fabric in America by their funding mechanisms and the kinds of things they do, including, you know, the ones now paying for sending some lady with an unwanted pregnancy to some state to get an abortion, you know, paying all those costs.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we've got a Newsmax piece about that. The number of women traveling for abortions up 5,100% since the Dobbs ruling. And then you've got President Biden out there saying they're going to be paying for women to have abortion across state lines as well. I would have to imagine using our tax dollars.
How dark is that, Todd? How totally dark is that? Paying to murder babies. It's crazy. But corporations that are doing it, I got to think they're going to get a backlash. I mean, shareholders ought to be up in arms for them spending, you know, what would otherwise go to the bottom line to do these things. Employees that aren't pregnant should be kind of offended. Why are you paying, you know, $4,000 to Janie when you're not giving me anything and I'm struggling? Somewhere there's going to be a backlash. God is in control.
Art
and
Alley.
Sooner or later, they're going to pay the piper.
Art Alley is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, timothyplan.com, timothyplan.com. And to your point, the problem here is that you've got a lot of people of faith who are investing in these companies, and in effect, they are financing some of these big issues like abortion, for example, or gambling or pornography as a result of their investments in these companies. And the reason why people, folks, you've got to use Timothy Plan. I do it. And I was completely oblivious, Art. I had no idea that my money, my hard-earned money, was going to support these kinds of things. And that's why I love what you guys do, because you advise people where to put that money in companies that aren't engaged in those kinds of horrible things.
That's right. We won't own shares of those companies. And we've proven over 28 years, Todd, you don't have to own shares of those companies. And performance-wise, we're competitive with everybody else. But people unwittingly know this, and an alarming statistic is the latest information I had is about 65% of all the money invested in a huge mutual fund world is invested by people who claim to be born-again Christians.
Is that
right?
What
if they would just start being careful about how they invest it? I think, you know, it's always about the money. America would change overnight.
Oh, absolutely, Art. And that's one of the reasons I'm such a huge fan of, you know, the faith-based movie industry, you know, these Christian artists that are out there. When we actually get behind these projects, and many of them are so well done nowadays, when we get behind those projects become the best-selling movies, or, you know, you're number one at the box office. And it's just a matter.
That's right.
It's a matter of taking the time and doing your diligence, doing your research. And the great thing about Timothy Plan is you don't have to do the research because you guys already do it.
Well, that's right. And anybody who wants to call us, we've got a service that will tell them how much money, if they tell us where their investments are, that are involved in abortion or pornography or non-traditional married lifestyles, including the homosexual lifestyle, anti-family entertainment, as well as all the addictive things and a number of other. We just won't own companies that are promoting that stuff. And if they call us, we can tell them how much money they have in their current investments that are in invested in those kinds of companies. And we don't charge a thing for that. That's just a free service we do.
All right, folks, again, the website, timothyplan.com, and all the information is there. I would encourage you to check that out. If you can't remember it, go to our website, the live show blog. We always have a link to Art Alley and his great team over at Timothy Plan. All right, Art, I mean, on vacation, is that what you're doing in the Carolinas? I don't want to pry.
Well, we actually started out, Todd. You know, we do a lot more than just Timothy Plan. We are holding pastor boot camps for pastors that get it. We held one in St. Louis. So Bonnie and I just took our RV and went to the St. Louis one. And then we went up and visited family and friends, and we're heading back tomorrow to Orlando. But we are equipping, and we've equipped well over 1,000 pastors now.
I love it. Art, I'm
rock solid information.
I'm trying to imagine Art Alley driving the RV in the North Carolina mountains there.
Hey, it's real easy. I drive, Bonnie screams.
That's great. By the way, you know, we had a guy on a couple of, it was about a month or so ago, and wrote a book about Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. And a lot of people don't realize that Justice Thomas and his wife, in the summertime, they've got an RV and they hit the road. And, you know, they camp out, do the whole nine yards. So you never know, Art, you might run into a Justice Thomas somewhere.
I'll keep my eyes open, man.
All right. Art Alley, be safe out there on the roads.
Okay, my friend.
All right. Good man right there. Good man, ladies and gentlemen. Art Alley, president, founder of the Timothy Plan. And he's right. If we're really going to make an impact in the culture, we've got to start paying very close attention to where our money's going, which is one of the reasons we support Patriot Mobile. Why would I want to give my money to an organization that's going to turn around and give their some of their profits to these radical leftist groups? So we practice what we preach here. All right, let's go to the phones real quick. Georgia, Suzanne wants to weigh in on Cracker Barrel. Hey, Suzanne, what's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. My husband and I recently were traveling, and of course we go to Cracker Barrel. So we look at the menu, and I said to my husband, I said, what's this? They serve alcohol here now? And it was just like, are you kidding? What's happening? And it just kind of hit me. We're trying to make everything homogeneous. You know, wineries serve beer and you know, slushies and everything. And you know, food, there's a Polish-American poet, Czesław Mulus, who said language is the only homeland, and so is cuisine. So what they're trying to do is, and it opens dialogue. When I was first here, as you can tell, I'm a Yankee, but I've been here for half my life. And I remember being someplace, getting my grits and putting sugar on them. Everybody laughed. But it opened a dialogue. We're losing that. We're just, everybody's trying to be the same. Same with the transgender, everything. If we're all the same, what's there going to be to talk about?
You know, I never really thought about that. I'm still trying to get my head wrapped around the sugar on grits, Suzanne, but I'm going to put that aside in the spirit of...
Sorry. I won't even go into the tea.
It's okay. It's all right, Suzanne. It's all me. This is on me, Suzanne. But I guess I Grace Baker, make sure I don't get in too much trouble with Suzanne here on the line. But to your point, I guess, you know, one of the things that's confused me is that the plant-based people, they always want their vegetarian food to look like real food. Like, for example, the sausage patty, the plant-based sausage patty looks just like the regular sausage patty. Why would you want, you know, if you hate meat that much, why would you want your plants to look like the meat? So to your point, Suzanne, I guess maybe the vegan patty identifies as meat, much like the trans guys identify as the gals.
Well, then go to a vegan market. Don't integrate it into you know, it really, you know, this is part of our heritage. I mean, we go to these places. We go to Cracker Barrel, and I know that Grace was talking about, I call it the waffle zone. I remember bringing my children down here from the north, and I would always take them there because it was an experience. And did you know that the Waffle House, they actually have a system, the way they put their fork and the knife when you order a fried egg or bacon or whatever. They have a system. It's tradition. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Yep, the way they place the fork and knife indicates to the chef in the back what they need to do.
Well,
and again, so we're trying to dilute all this. I mean, really, I mean, you know, we lived in New Zealand, and, you know, they served fried eggs on everything. They had, you know, obviously lamb, but it was indicative of the country. And now we're just trying to make everything homogenous, and it's just, it's crazy. There's no, what's left? There's no dialogue. There's no talking about things, you know, because it's wrong. Because, you know, oops, you're doing this. Oh, it's a wrong thing. Just let people be people. I was so upset at Cracker Barrel. I'll never go back.
I'll say this. Look, I, you know, the wine, whatever. I, you know, it's just sort of weird. I don't know many people drinking wine with fried chicken. But I will say this, Suzanne. Waffle House, if they ever start serving booze, I may never be able to go back. It's going to be too dangerous. I mean, you see how people behave in Waffle House already.
The Waffle Zone.
It's crazy. All right, it's Suzanne, crazy. Hang in there. All right, Suzanne from Georgia. Eating those sugar grits. There you go. All right, 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
If you've got a baby bump, Uncle Joe has a job for you. Announcing the 101st Newborn Division, an Air Force fighter squadron exclusively for newborns and their mothers, like Captain Marge Callahan.
Carpet bombing the Taliban was a piece of cake compared to pushing out Larry Jr. Woohoo! Dry passing a 13-pound baby boy. God bless America.
You'll defend our nation's skies in the all-new Mach 24, a custom-made fighter jet with optional foot and back massage and a baby seat in the back. But that's not all. Newborns get a little cranky pulling positive G's, so the Mach 24 has an in-flight feeding pump. There's nothing like fresh milk at 40,000 feet. And just in case your little wingman drops a dirty bomb, no worries. The all-new Mach 24 comes with an air freshener and wet wipes. And if that doesn't work, you can always just punch out. The 101st Newborn Division. Sign up today at a maternity ward near you.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, great news from Boston. The Christian flag now flying outside of City Hall. They had to, this was a terribly long court battle, and I'm not quite sure why city leaders thought it was okay to fly the gay pride flag, but not okay to fly the Christian flag. So it took the Supreme Court of the United States to finally do the right thing and force Boston City Hall to fly the Christian flag. By the way, that Supreme Court ruling was unanimous. And so yesterday, and we've got the story up at ToddStearns.com, yesterday they hoisted the flag. They raised the Christian flag over City Hall, thanks to our good friends over at Liberty Council, Matt Staver, and the guys over there. Just did a terrific job. Well done. And it's great to see that beautiful flag flying alongside Old Glory and the Massachusetts flag as well. You know, we've been talking for a while now about my favorite iced tea, Life Change Tea. They're having a big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. It's natural, it's gentle, it's incredible, and it's going to make you feel great every day. I drink a glass, and you should too. Life Change Tea, they've been around since 2007, and it's made right here in the USA because we know how to make tea here in America. It's super easy to brew. Pop it in the fridge and drink a nice, cold, frosty glass. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Use my discount code, Todd10. Get this. They're going to give you an additional $10 off. That's even more money. Throw in free shipping, over $50 in savings. GetTheTea.com. Use the discount code, Todd10, for additional savings. We got to take a break here, folks. Hour 3 coming up next. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So glad to have you with us today. Write down our telephone number. You're going to need this. For this hour of the program, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. ToddStarnes.com. And by the way, we have so many wonderful things for you to check out. Great stories. Our managing editor, Caleb Park, churning out some great content for you. And also some free resources. We have the newsletter that comes out every day. Our breaking news alerts and also our podcast. Now, around 1 million people a month download the podcast. And so we greatly appreciate you guys supporting our free podcast. Also, we have a great store over at ToddStarnes.com, and we have some wonderful resources for you, t-shirts, ball caps, coffee mugs, you name it. Just some great things for you to have to enjoy your day, and also to let people know that, hey, you're proud to be a gun-toting, Bible-clinging, flag-waving American. One of the things we've been very excited about on this program, moms and dads across the country standing up and pushing back, fighting back, standing up for their kids. And one of the groups that's been very effective in doing that is actually based in Oregon. Mackenzie Pulliam is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. She is the co-founder of the Oregon Moms Union. She's a working mom and wife. And Mackenzie, we're so glad to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mackenzie, let's talk about what you guys are doing there with Oregon Moms Union. I have to imagine you guys are facing quite the firestorm of controversy with the progressive movement there in that state.
Oh, 100%. You know, it's been really an uphill battle. And, you know, I think that the COVID-19 pandemic really showed that our public education system is in need of a complete overhaul. I mean, as parents, we saw through at-home learning, you know, what our children were learning, or in many cases, what they weren't learning. And I just think that we've seen so many shortfalls of the public education system here in Oregon, just like a lot of parents saw, you know, throughout the country. And I think parents are just ready to have a say in their kids' education again.
Yeah, and I think a big problem, though, was a lot of parents just were not even engaged in their kids' education. And I think one of the nicer things about the China virus pandemic is that it forced moms and dads to actually pay attention, and it shocked many of them.
Yeah, I think so many people have been awoken to what is going on in the school system. And, I mean, schools were broken long before COVID came along, but the silver lining was that now parents are very aware of what's going on, where the power centers lie, where the money is. And I think that they see that, you know, these government teacher unions are really dictating a lot of what's going on in our schools, and parents have no say. And so, you know, here in Oregon, we saw almost 30,000 students leave the public education system in a state that has about 500,000 students. And so that's huge. And a lot of them are not coming back. You know, they've found educational alternatives that work better for their students, where they're not stuck in a one-size-fits-all system that teaches politicized curriculum.
We have a lot of listeners in Oregon. KYKN, our affiliate there in Salem. There's a survey out. 55.3% of Oregonians believe the state's education system is going in the wrong direction. Only 16.6% think it's on the right track. That tells me, and correct me if I'm wrong here, McKenzie, but that tells me that even a lot of Democrats are not happy with what's happening in the education system there.
Definitely. I mean, a 16% approval rating, that's pretty dismal. And, you know, in a state where we have, you know, a governor with the lowest approval rating, it's really not surprising. But our kids deserve better. And, you know, part of that survey, you know, we talked about school choice. And 72% of Oregonians were in support of school choice, and that included 60% of Democrats. And so I think that really shows that, you know, school choice is not a partisan issue. It's something that, you know, can really work for everyone, no matter where your political allegiance lies. It's just all about parents getting the power back and taking it back from the government bureaucrats and the government teachers unions.
Now, McKenzie, have you guys been able to talk to parents who have been leaving the public school system? What are some of their chief issues? Is there one thing in particular that really has them concerned?
Oh, gosh. I actually think there's a lot. I think, you know, the lack of acknowledgments of parents' rights has been a big piece of it. You know, there's a lot of this politicized curriculum. We've seen the state of Oregon rebranding comprehensive sex education as gender identity. And because of that, they're no longer required to notify parents, which is actually required by law. And so they're starting to rebrand some of these things and getting around laws of having to just make parents aware of what they're teaching in the classroom. And I think at the end of the day, parents just want to know what's going on. They want transparency in the curriculum and in the instructional material, and they're not getting it. And I think that that's where a lot of the struggle comes in. And when they're able to take their kids to a homeschool or a learning pod or a micro school, they don't have to worry about those things. They know what's going on, and they can trust those education alternatives, where I think a lot of parents have lost trust in the public education system.
McKenzie Pulliam is on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. She is the co-founder of Oregon Moms Union. And I'm curious, if you're listening to us in the state of Oregon, have you pulled your kids out of the public school system? And if so, we'd like to hear from you. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. You know, McKenzie, again, it is about choice, and there are a lot of different choices out there for moms and dads. What are you hearing is the top choice? Is it homeschooling, charter schools, private school?
You know, we're really kind of seeing a mix. I think that homeschool today, after the pandemic, does not look like it did 10 years ago. I think it's become very different. And I think a lot of parents have really just figured out how to make it work. And again, you know, the public school system is such a cookie cutter system. And I think that parents are finding that it doesn't work for all kids. And so they're able to find options that do work best for their kids. And some of them, you know, that's a private school. Some of them is a homeschool or a learning pod where they have smaller class sizes. You know, we even have a school down the road from us that incorporates like farm to table gardening and equestrian. And I think that's so great for kids that are really inspired by those kind of things. So I think choice is really about just finding what are the best options for kids. And it doesn't look the same for every kid. It's different for everyone. But let's just find the best options that allow those kids to succeed.
It seems to me that one of the more effective things that worked in Virginia, moms and dads targeted the school board members, and they really put an emphasis on getting out the vote and putting forward candidates who were going to stand up for the parents instead of this far left agenda. Is that a possibility there in Oregon, knowing how progressive the state is?
You know, I think that if it's going to happen, it's going to happen now. You know, we are really working hard as an organization to make parents aware of where candidates stand on education issues. You know, we have a school choice pledge right now. We have a candidate questionnaire that focuses on education issues that will help us develop a parent voter's guide. So we're really working on trying to help parents be aware of which candidates are really have their kids' best interest at heart. And come next May, when we have school board elections, you can bet that we're going to be heavily involved in getting pro-parents' rights, pro-student candidates elected into these school board positions.
Well, I love it. I think it's a great idea, and I'm so excited that you guys are boots on the ground there in Oregon working to mobilize. And, folks, we have links to their website and their platforms over at toddstearns.com. Mackenzie, we really appreciate you taking time to visit with us today.
Thank you so much, Todd. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
All right. Mackenzie Pulliam, everybody. Oregon Moms Union. We need one of those in every state in the country. You know, I should have asked her, Grace. I mean, I don't think it's that kind of a union where, you know, the moms get paid. No.
That kind of a union.
Not that kind of a union. Honey, you owe me $78 per meal.
Exactly. And then you got, you know, doing the laundry and cleaning the bathrooms. It just racks up.
You know why moms don't get paid?
Because it's priceless.
Because the work they do is priceless.
Aww.
The more you know here on the Todd Starnes Radio Program.
I'll tell you.
All right. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.
All right, let's get to the phones. 844-747-8868. North Carolina, Patty on the line. Patty wants to weigh in on the FBI. All right, Patty, what say you?
Okay, let's fire him. Trump should have fired him. I know Trump hired him, but he should be fired.
Yeah, this, you know, the FBI is just so messed up, Patty. It has to be dismantled. The rot is too deep.
Well, you know what, I really came to a conclusion. You know, I was upset, of course, when Joe Biden got in there. But hey, listen, I think there was a reason for him to get in there. So they could really, I think the Lord is cleaning the swamp out.
You think so?
I think that was meant to be. I think that was meant to be to show the real swamp that they were. Let's see what Joe Biden. You know what? I really believe it was a reason why Trump lost. I think God stepped in.
Well, could be, Patty. I mean, again, I think we have to do our due diligence and get out there and vote. No doubt there was widespread voter fraud. I've never doubted that at all. Unfortunately, the president was unable to come up with the evidence needed to make his case in the court of law.
Well, I think there was a lot of corrupt judges out there too, Todd.
Well, maybe, but at the end of the day, there was not enough evidence, and I think down the road we're all gonna have to come to terms with that. I think the president knows that, and we're just gonna have to accept it and move on and try to make sure it doesn't happen again. But I
think that, like, in the own party, though, the Democrats, we already know where they're coming from. They're dirty people. They play dirty. They're going to come up with something.
Well, there are a lot of dirty people in the Republican Party too.
Well, sure there are. I mean, you've got a lot of them too, you know, and they're showing their true colors too. And but I think that what we should do, I go out and vote. I do what I have to do. But I really believe that the midterms coming up, everybody's saying this big red wave. I mean, hold your horses there. I really believe they're going to pull something. I really believe it's going to be monkeypox or it's going to be something. They're going to throw something in there, Todd.
Never underestimate the ability of the Republicans to mess things up for themselves, too, Patty. I think there's going to be a double whammy.
Right. I believe that I think we're going to take the House. I hope we do. I'm not too sure in the Senate. I don't know about that. But you know what? I know if we do get in there with the help of God, which I always look up to and I say, you know, just get me through the day. Listen, he's helped me out a lot. And I know he's going to do something. Something's got to change. It's getting too bad out there. The crime, everything, every place you look, I've never seen a country. Now we're going to be next. What's China? What's it going to be? A war with China next? I mean, this.
I don't think we can win. I don't think right now with the military we have, I don't think we can win that war, Patty.
No, because we wear high heels.
Yeah, and we're confused about our pronouns. And in the middle of a heated battle, you forget what your pronouns are. You can become discombobulated, and the enemy knows that. And
right.
So it's a dangerous thing. It's a dangerous game the Bidens are playing with this country.
Well, I don't even think it's the Biden. It's not even Joe. It's not even Joe. Joe's not running this country. You know that.
Oh,
and, you
know. Well, yeah. Well, Obama and Susan Rice. But
Susan Rice has a lot in there. And like I said, you know, if we do get in there, you got to get rid of Ray. The first person I said to my daughter, Nicole, the first person I like to see get out of there is that idiot Mayorkas.
Well, let me say this, Patty, and we're going to have to let you go here, but I will say this. If Trump gets reelected, I will not support President Trump if he brings Jared Kushner anywhere near that White House, period. He's got to do a better job of aligning himself with people, surrounding himself with people who are actually true conservatives. And I'm not sure that Jared Kushner and some of that bunch had his best interest at heart. So let's see how that goes. All right, we got a monkeypox update to share with you.
It's raining men. Hallelujah, it's raining men.
All right, the Biden administration is getting ready to declare a monkeypox emergency. That is going to happen today. And so we'll listen to your local radio station. They'll bring you all the intel on that. But here's what gets me about the monkeypox. Back when the China virus broke out, what did they tell us to do? We had to curtail all of our regular activities. We were not allowed to go outside without a mask. We were not allowed to go outside. We couldn't go to church anymore. There were all these rules and regulations. Well, now all of that is out the window, because if you dare tell, and again, mostly, overwhelmingly, gay men are getting this, and they're having sex with other men, which is why the monkeypox is spreading. Now, this story from the Washington Post explains everything you need to know about the double standards. Thousands of gay men clad, this is the lead paragraph, thousands of gay men clad in leather, latex, and often much less, partied along Folsom Street last weekend during the annual Kink and Fetish Festival, even after the city had just declared the monkeypox outbreak, striking its gay community, a health emergency, one day after the World Health Organization urged men to sleep with fewer men to reduce transmission. But the San Francisco public health officials made no attempt to rein in the festivities or warn attendees to have less sex. And you know why? Because they're afraid to. They're afraid to tell the gay community, hey, you guys need to cut it out for a little while until we can figure out what the heck is going on here. There's a very well-known sex columnist. His name is Dan Savage. This guy is a piece of work, and he hates my guts, going back to the Fox News days. I called this guy out. Pervert. So Dan Savage is even taking a break. So I say, good for you, sir. But here's what gets me. I've got to read this line to you. I am not making this up. It's in the Washington Post. Dan Savage is taking his own advice, limiting sex, hold on, to his husband and his boyfriend. You can't make this stuff up. Unbelievable. Folks, look, be careful out there. And if we're not careful, this thing is going to become endemic. And then the whole country's in danger. Got to take a break here. 844.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park.
I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, America, our good buddy Mike Lindell has a great back-to-school special going on over at MyPillow.com/darns. So many of you folks have been buying MyPillow products that Mike gave us our very own page, MyPillow.com/darns, and we have a great back-to-school special going on. Everything, and I mean everything, is on sale. Now, if you've got a kid going off to college, you're going to want to make sure that you send him to school with all of the great MyPillow products, including the bed sheets, MyPillow slippers, the mattresses, and, of course, the original MyPillow, as low as $19.88 with my promo code MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use the promo code Starnes when you check out, and you're going to get those wonderful discounts thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell. All right, a bit of a shocker in the heartland, Kansas, the first in the nation to vote on the abortion issue. At least at face value, folks thought this was going to be a slam dunk, but it turned out to be a crushing defeat for the pro-life movement there. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have with us the operations manager for Steckline Communications and also a local host there in Wichita on our affiliate, KQAM Radio, our good friend Andy Hoosier. Andy, good to have you with us.
Todd, it's great to talk to you, my friend.
All right. Help us understand what happened, because a lot of pro-lifers are freaking out. And I was warning people on my show a few days ago, don't read too much into what happened in Kansas.
Well, you're exactly right. Don't read too much into what happened here in Kansas, because the Democrats, the pro-abortion individuals, they caused absolute chaos, pandemonium, and anarchy here in the state. And they caused so much confusion in this race that I'm here to tell you right now that, no, the vast majority of Kansas does not support just wide-open abortions across the state of Kansas. No, they do not support unlimited abortions in any way, shape, or form. They got confused by what these bills were and what actually happened with this election. So it's good news, because the campaign from the other side of the aisle really came out in almost a conservative tactic with this freedom movement and liberty movement. And that's what people voted for, thinking that was the right side of the aisle, and it ended up not being so, which is why we saw a 60-40 loss on this issue.
I was reading the actual legislation, and it was very confusing to me, and I have to imagine it would be really confusing to the average person who maybe is not even plugged in, but they want to be pro-life, and they read that, and they're like, holy cow, this is, you know, we don't want lawmakers deciding, you know, the issue of abortion, and so they maybe cast the vote. Are you hearing that from people?
I have heard that from people, yes. I mean, as you know, I mean, doing the talk show here, we would have Kansans for Life on the program leading up to the election, and not 20 minutes later, I would have callers call in and say, what does a yes vote actually mean? What does a no vote actually mean? I don't understand what this is.
Oh, wow.
You got to go back to the history of where this issue came from. Back in 2019, our extremely liberal Kansas Supreme Court made a ruling and said that abortion was a constitutionally protected right in the state, which obviously isn't the case. The Constitution in Kansas was written in the mid-1800s, so that wasn't the case in any way, shape, or form, but they ruled it as such, which means all the protections and all the regulations and all the restrictions that we put on abortion under former Governor Sam Brownback and others, saying that, you know, you can't have an abortion at 9 months, that if you're underage, you have to have a parent to go and sign instead of just going through the school and doing whatever. These basic common sense restrictions were going to be under legal threat, because the pro-abortion groups were going to start challenging them in court, saying that by definition, by what the Supreme Court said, it was a constitutionally protected right. So what this bill did, from the Value Them Both bill and the Kansans for Life, was that it came out and it said, no, I mean, as you know, Todd, just like at the federal level, in order to counter a Supreme Court judgment, you have to create a constitutional amendment to be put on the Constitution. So this went through the legislature. It passed with a two-thirds majority, and it got put on the ballot for Kansans to decide, where it essentially said that, no, it's not a constitutionally protected right. We can put limitations and restrictions on it. And the bill even said specifically, and I quote here, to the extent permitted by the Constitution of the United States, the people, through their elected state representatives and state senators, may pass laws regarding abortion, included but not limited to the laws that account for circumstances of pregnancy resulting from rape or incest, or circumstances of necessity to save the life of the mother. And it goes on to reiterate that it's not a constitutionally protected right. We can put limitations on it, but it wouldn't full out ban abortion in any way, shape, or form. We can just have the right to put these limitations on abortion, period, end of story. People didn't get that, because the other side of the aisle ran this massive, weird campaign where they were saying full on that it was a full out banning of all abortions, that just they were trying to bring up stories like we had seen in Texas of women that had a baby die inside of them and that tried to hold it in their body for 2 weeks because they didn't think they were allowed to go to a hospital. They were saying that it was a full out ban and that you would have zero rights as a woman on your health care as a woman. And it just blatantly wasn't true. Then they started to say that it was a mandate, and they started throwing up signs and images on their TV ads of individuals with masks on, like we've seen with COVID-19, saying that this bill would put massive mandates on the industry and that you would have zero rights as an individual, which just blatantly wasn't true. And people thought that the voting no would keep things as is with the basic limitations on it, when actually voting no sided with the Supreme Court and said that now we can start challenging all of these.
All right. Andy Hoosier from our great radio affiliate, KQAM Radio. So, Andy, I've been hearing that the pro-life folks tried to play hardball here. They really wanted to make some sort of a national statement, and I get it. You know, they wanted to be the first in the nation, and this was the first in the nation vote since Roe v. Wade. But they were actually advised to hold off and wait and do this later, maybe in November. Were you hearing that as well?
Yeah, there was discussions early on, and the pro-life individuals, Kansans for Life and others, they wanted it on the primary ballots because they wanted people to be able to choose, and they wanted to be able to try and decipher Republican and Democrat how things were going to go here. The Democrats lost their minds when it got onto the primary ballot, because they wanted it in the general election, thinking that Republicans were rigging it, since there's way more Republicans in the state of Kansas than there are Democrats. In fact, Todd, you'll enjoy this, there are more unaffiliated voters in the state of Kansas than there are Democrats, which is hilarious. But they threw a fit about that, so they wanted it in the general election, but then they've sunk in massive amounts of money, with 80% of all the funding for the pro-abortion side coming in from out of state, to make this a national issue. So that way you saw what you saw with Joe Biden the day after, signing executive orders and bringing abortion back on the national stage, showing, hey, part of America, now we're all about supporting abortion, when that just blatantly isn't the case.
Yeah, and unfortunately, it's given big momentum around the nation, and it could very well become an issue in November. We got a lot of ground to cover between now and then. But I really, you know, we were talking about this on the show, Andy. You got to play smart. I mean, there is politics involved here. Yes, this is a righteous cause, the pro-life movement, but you got to play smart politics too.
You got to play smart politics, and you have to realize what the Democrats do and what they do very well, which is cause anarchy and chaos, and the spin that they put on these things, the misrepresentation, the blatant lies. I had seen some report nationally about some of the more corrupt or misleading ads nationwide on some of these elections, and this ad for the no vote on this bill was one of the most misleading that I had seen ever. All over the place, because of how desperate they were to try and stop this thing.
Oh, my goodness. It's unfortunate. I'm curious, what are your listeners saying out there?
They're frustrated. I mean, I've had state representatives talk to constituents who didn't understand it. I obviously, as I mentioned, take phone calls. They're frustrated about this, because it was going into it the weeks prior to, the latest poll showed that it was up by near 6 to 7 points statewide, and then it ends up seeing a 60-40 on the reverse and gets shut down. Just to put this into perspective, we had 451,000 Republicans turn out to vote for the governor's primary, but the yes vote was only 370,000. So we lost near 70,000, 75,000 votes somewhere in Republicans that showed up with the specific intent to vote Republican and vote for this bill that didn't show up on the Value Them Both bill, and that just shows how confused I think people were.
It's insane, just insane. Wow. All right. How are things looking, though, for the November race there? Republicans poised to do well there?
Oh, I think so. I think we're gonna watch it. We have our Democrat governor right now, but she's not going to last. She was a disaster during COVID, and only, 200 and some odd thousand Democrats showed up for the primaries. We have way more Republicans that are registered here in the state. I think that we're going to see a red wave. We're going to get a Republican governor back. We have a solidly conservative two-thirds majority, a supermajority legislature, and I think that we're going to be in really good shape with our attorney general's race, secretary of state's race. We will be a beacon again here in Kansas to actually promote some conservative values.
Gotta love it. Eisenhower and Dole country out there in Kansas.
Absolutely. We're proud of that, too.
And Glasscock country. Dalton Glasscock, our great CEO, he hails from those parts as well. Andy, how's the show going, by the way? This is always a dangerous question to ask live on the air, but how's the show going in Wichita?
Oh, I absolutely love it. Everybody loves it. We get phone calls all the time with your program on here. We're ecstatic to have you out here. I know that you're about ready to go on a book tour this fall as well, too. We want to get you out here to Wichita because everybody's thoroughly enjoying it.
Oh, look, yeah, we're coming to Wichita. You guys have a great restaurant scene. Love the downtown, that river, the river that goes. Is it the Arkansas? What river goes through?
Yeah, it is the. It's not the Arkansas. It is the Arkansas River.
Arkansas. You folks in Wichita, you can't just call it Arkansas River. You got to be highfalutin.
I came from Colorado. They taught me pretty quick when I said that wrong on the radio a couple of times. No, Andy, it is the Arkansas River. All right.
Andy, when I was anchoring the news in Sacramento at KFBK, we had a very large listenership over in the Reno area, and I made the mistake once of calling it Nevada, and the phones lit up. It's Nevada, you redneck.
I tell you, got to get that lingo down in the area.
They take it personally. What can you say? I don't know. All right. Well, Andy, appreciate the info and the update there, and let's hope they can get it right the next go around.
We're working on it. From what I've heard, legislators are working on a new bill to try and put some type of counter against the Supreme Court, and we could potentially see another constitutional amendment on the bill by 2024.
All right. Andy Hoosier, ladies and gentlemen, from KQAM, the big talker in Wichita, Kansas. Andy, thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, my friend.
All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here, pay some bills. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Ever since I got the new Galaxy Z Flip 4, I've been learning all these new tricks with my dog, Finn. Like how to take the best selfies at the park. I just set my phone down, put it in flex mode, and capture hands-free pics from multiple angles.
Aww.
Or how to capture our training sessions for his followers. I simply wave my hand to start recording video. Good boy! Plus, the Z Flip 4 is compact and fits perfectly in my pocket.
Wow. Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Flip 4.
All right, you people in Memphis, Tennessee. I almost forgot what city we were in, Grace. It's one of those days. You people in Memphis, Tennessee, go vote! Big election today, and my understanding, the flagship radio station KWAM, wall-to-wall live coverage, and they're going to have reporters out there at the campaign headquarters starting about 7 o'clock Central Time when the polls close. And the rest of you folks, pray for Memphis. I mean, this is a big deal here. If the Republicans can maintain control of the district attorney's office, we might be able to do something about the crime in this city. So anyway, there you go. Tomorrow, I will be in Dallas, Texas. I'll be leading an hour-long panel discussion with, among other people, Moms for Liberty is going to be doing a segment with me, and then the governor of the governor of Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt. He and I are going to be kicking things off. So it'll be it's going to be a lot of fun. But we will have a guest host tomorrow. I'll be calling into the show at some point. But our good friend Steve Gill, a great radio host, is going to be filling in, and you're going to enjoy Steve as he broadcasts actually coming to Memphis. So he'll be broadcasting from our palatial studios here. So that is tomorrow. Oh, Grace Baker, this is great news. And I am actually a fan of the Choco Taco, and I was very disappointed to hear that they were going to discontinue the Choco Taco.
I know, it's a classic. I don't know why they were like, yep, time to get rid of it.
So for the uninformed, it's basically an ice cream sandwich that is shaped like a taco.
Yes.
And it's got basically a cone. Is it the waffle cone?
Yeah.
That is shaped like the taco shell.
And it's got a topping.
Instead of ground beef, you got the
vanilla. And then you got nuts on top of it. Mm. And then it's covered in chocolate.
I love that. Mm-mm-mm. They kind of do that. Remember with the ice cream cone? It's like a waffle cone, frozen cone. And it's got the one dollop of ice cream. And then it's covered in chocolate with the nuts.
Mm-mm-mm. It's delicious.
So anyway, people went bonkers over this when they found out. I mean, I was following it on social media and people were really disappointed. They were heartbroken.
Don't take away people's Choco Tacos.
So the good news is Klondike, and who's not ready for a Klondike bar? Klondike says that they're looking at bringing it back in the coming years.
Years, no.
What? This makes
Why
no sense.
Years?
Why are they discontinuing the Choco Taco? What's up with that?
I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to drive demand up. And then when they come back, they'll be like $100 a piece, because at this rate with inflation, that would make sense.
I don't know. It was kind of, remember when Godiva did the chocolate? You know, chocolate is chocolate.
Yes.
Except for the Ghirardelli, and I love Ghirardelli. My favorite, the mint. You got the, it's in the green packaging.
Oh, yeah.
Down at the Kroger. It's delicious. It's pretty good. So anyway, Klondike says, we know this is disappointing. We've heard from our fans, and we're hoping to bring this favorite treat back to ice cream trucks in the coming years.
Ugh.
Why? You know, I have a theory about that.
What's your theory?
I'm going to get to that in just a second. Late last month, a representative from Klondike, which is owned by the parent company Unilever, announced the dessert option would be discontinued due to a surge in demand for other products over the last 2 years. Unfortunately, the Choco Taco will also be discontinued in both the one count and four packs.
Man.
Quote, over the past 2 years, we've experienced an unprecedented spike in demand across our portfolio. I've had to make tough decisions to ensure that we're able to provide the ice cream everyone loves. When was the last time you had a Choco Taco, Grace Baker?
I don't remember because they've been discontinued. Years and years ago.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So I guess maybe a lot of people weren't eating the Choco Taco. Maybe that's it.
I thought they were pretty popular, but I don't know.
I mean, if I'm at the ice cream truck, which it's been years, decades, but I was going for the what was the ice cream? It wasn't ice cream. It was a frozen treat. It looked like a rocket. The red, white, and
bomb
blue.
Pop.
Mm-hmm.
Bomb pop.
Oh, that was my jam back in the
day. I like the strawberry shortcake ice cream ones that have like the little, I don't know what the outer covering is. It's almost like Rice Krispie treats covering it, and it tasted like strawberry. Delicious.
Do you know they've had the Choco Taco for nearly 40 years? 40 years.
But now it's gone.
And you know why? I'm going to tell you why, Grace Baker. Nobody wants to talk about this, but I'm going to talk about this.
Oh, no.
Cultural appropriation.
Ah, should have known.
That's it.
Choco Taco, chocolate taco.
If they had only used Mexican ice cream in the Choco Taco,
all would have been well.
Maybe it would have been okay.
Might have tasted better.
But this is. But again, as soon as I heard Choco Taco, I thought Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben,
and the Choco Taco, the big
and
three.
And the Choco Taco. I'm just telling you,
three.
They're not going to admit it, but that's it. All right, folks, gotta scoot out of here. Been a great day. Again, tomorrow, Steve Gill in the anchor chair. I will see you at CPAC. Be good, America.
We all know someone who's all work and no chill. Trust me, that used to be me. But then I found Galaxy Z Fold 4, which allows me to do more things at once. Ah, much better. Now I can take video calls from my phone and use it to take notes at the same time.
Wait, are you at the spa?
Or check my shopping list while ordering more scented candles and face masks on the foldable, expansive screen. Don't take your to-do list one line at a time. Multitask so you can relax.
Click the banner to get your Galaxy Z Fold 4.